music on Triple M too loud and aggressive? Want something more suitable for your yoga practice or blissing out in the float tank? Make the switch to our new, more relaxed station, Triple Om. Wake up gently with the Chill Team.
Hello, Sydney. How's your energy flowing this morning?
And astral travel home with Kennedy Mellow.
Oh, Jane. Had the most wonderful Reiki session this morning. Oh, baby.
On Triple Om, there's no rush hour with NG, but there is shush hour. And keep your third eye out for our Chakra Patrol combis, handing out cold hard crystals and icy cold cans of massage oil. Triple Om, on FM Digital, or just tune in directly via your immortal consciousness.
Triple your mindfulness. Triple Om.
Hi, I'm Scott Morrison. Forget Movember. I invite you to join me for the most unpopular month of all. ScoMovember.
It's so easy. Just spend 30 days behaving like a daggy boofhead who thinks people actually say fair dinkum.
ScoMovember is fair dinkum, cobbers.
ScoMovember. It makes growing an embarrassing moustache seem like a great alternative.
I'll grow a moustache if you vote for me, or shave it off if the polls say I should, or maybe I should grow it on half my face. Or maybe I should...
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
This summer on 7, all the tennis and all the cricket in the one place.
Djokovic serves to Andy Murray and... Oh, he's hit the ball way out of the arena.
What is this?
Oh, well, the umpire's put his arms above his head and it's gone for 6.
Our contractual obligations require us to broadcast both the tennis and cricket at the same time.
Mitchell Marsh comes up to bowl to Chandamal and oh no, there's an enormous net on the pitch and the ball has hit the net.
Every ace bowl, every serve hit for a boundary.
The umpire is saying it's a let. It will have to be re-bowled. That's advantage Sri Lanka with just one ball to be served.
All the players you know and love.
Oh no, but Bancroft is trying to sandpaper his racket.
And the score moves to 3-40 love off 15 sets.
7 summer of tennis and cricket. We really didn't think this through.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
A message from the City of Sydney.
It's good news for Sydney. After years of being shut down like a scene from a zombie apocalypse movie, Sydney businesses will now be open 24 hours a day.
I'm enjoying this date. Darling Harbour was fun.
Yeah, you want to move on to George Street?
Sure. How do we get there?
Map says we walk 1.4 kilometres to St James Station, then catch the 468 bus to Surrey Hills, then walk 3.9 kilometres to avoid the light rail works, then we catch the 496 bus...
We're opening Sydney 24 hours because we've realised that that's how long it takes to get anywhere.
Then we change at Strathfield, bearing in mind buses replace trains all the way to Denniston.
Screw it. I'm just going to go home.
Written and authorised by a man stuck on the 601 from Kellyville to Rouse Hill. I don't know why I'm talking this fast because I'll be on this bus for a very long time.
Radio Chaser, oh. Triple M.
Hello, I'm John Howe and welcome to my Spotify playlist. Here you'll be able to enjoy a rich mosaic of my personal musical leanings. From songs about cricket...
And he's on Bradman.
...to songs about cricket... And just when you think you have me pinned down, I'll throw a real curveball into the mix.
I don't like cricket.
Plus, the music that's played a special role in my life, such as the song Jeanette and I chose for the bridal waltz at our wedding.
You just like me cos I'm good in bed.
Oof, my mistake. Sorry, here's our correct bridal waltz song. And the song I always like to play to unwind after a difficult day during the Tampa and Children Overboard crisis. So subscribe today to the John Howard Spotify playlist, where I will decide which songs are played in this country and the circumstances in which they're played.
I'm an asshole, and I'm proud of it.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
As a serving police officer, there are certain calls you always pray you never get.
Hello?
Hello, 000.
You've got to help us. There's a man at the sausage sizzle here at Bunnings, and he's...
Sir, you'll have to slow down.
He's just bought a sausage and...
And what, sir?
And the onions are on the outside!
We'll dispatch someone straight away.
When we got to the scene, it was just chaos. People were screaming, doing whatever they could to get out of there. Not easy, of course, when half the aisles at Bunnings are congested with staff members filming those f***ing Bunnings commercials.
Sir, this is the police. Put the sausage sandwich down. Repeat, put the sausage sandwich down.
And that's when it happened. In the mayhem, one of the onions from his sandwich fell to the ground.
Attention all motorists. We have a loose onion on the ground. The M4 highway and all other roads in the area have been shut down. Please do not leave your homes unless you absolutely have to.
It was now obviously a very live situation. One onion down, and who knew how many more might follow.
So police took the decision to disarm the sausage assailant. The only problem was that we weren't carrying our guns at the time, but luckily at Bunnings they have an excellent range of nail guns at very competitive prices.
Drop the sausage, sir! Drop the sausage! Lower! Lower! Come on! At Bunnings, lower sausages are just the beginning!
The assailant tried to make his escape, but as fate would have it, he slipped on his own onion. And like most people who accidentally tread on a bit of onion, he died instantly.
Even though he was dead, we still had a live onion on the ground, so we had to call in the onion disposal squad.
It's too dangerous! I can't die! The onion on the ground is raw! I repeat, raw onion!
And there's only one person in the world who can dispose of raw onion.
Clear the scene! Clear the scene! Make way for Tony Abbott!
And say what you like about him as a politician, but Tony Abbott was a true Australian hero that day.
Yeah. But we still shot him with our nail guns while we had the chance.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.